put that on my list. I came very close to putting that on my list. Chris, I'm going to ask you to go into the that thing over there.
All right.
And click the one just above and a gas tire. This would have made my list last year, but I didn't hear it until a couple of days after we did our annual Christmas battle. And this is Me Too inspired. And maybe we're a little bit tired of that. But it's still kind of a funny version of this song. And very contemporary. And Mike Bloomberg is running for something. So we've got that going for us. This is the Holderness family. And this is one of those internet sensation, you know, families. They spend all of their time making videos and exploiting their children. But they're not exploiting the kids this time. So we can feel good about it.
What's her name?
Yes, but the...
I really can't stay.
Okay, you're free to go.
I've got to go away.
Understood, no means no.
This evening has been
super appropriate.
So very nice.
But I do understand consent.
My mom will start to worry.
Definitely text her right
and
now.
And father will be pacing the floor.
Here's the code and there is the
so
door.
So really I'd better scurry.
I am gonna stand over
well,
here.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
you
more.
You are in control of this
the
thing.
Neighbors might think.
Invite them over if you like.
Say, what's in this drink?
Nothing but Sprite.
I wish I knew how.
Just walk right out the door.
To break the spell.
I do know how to spell harassment.
I
hear you loud and
at
clear.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
I'm trying super hard.
Can't stay.
Please just go out, baby. Just go outside.
Simply must go.
Uber is right outside.
The answer is no.
Seriously, right outside.
The welcome has been.
I'll walk you to
so
the curb.
Nice and warm.
But totally consensual.
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Hopefully not about
at least
us.
There will be plenty implied.
Please do not imply anything.
I really can't stay.
Baby, just go out. Baby,
it's
just
cold.
Go. Baby, just go outside.
All right, there's round three. We had Baby Just Go Outside by the Holderness family. And before that, we had Jean-Luc Picard, Captain Jean-Luc Picard from the 24th century with Make It So. And we are starting with Jim this round. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. I like the last one. The second one there, the Holderness family. I think I'm going to go with that one. That was pretty funny. Amusing. I had enough of that song and the melody to it and all that because they've been playing that way too much since they said it was a
bad
song last year.
That was fun, and that was something that just came out, Derek, in the last year or so.
That came out
in
last
response.
Year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Literally showed up on Facebook 2 days after we did this show,
mm-hmm.
and it would have been on my list hands down.
Well, the other thing came out 2 days before you did the show where they were kind of griping about the content of the
it's
original
rapey.
Song.
No,
yeah, yeah.
No, it's not. It's only if you read things literally and don't understand.
Yes, like
subtext.
Chimney or vagina.
Yes.
Yeah, that.
Yes.
Yes.
If we want to talk about creepy Christmas music,
Hot Wassel. That's right. Well, you never know.
Hot Wassel.
So the Holderness family wins Jim's vote for round three. Go ahead, Mike.
That was a pleasant song you played. Chris.
Thank you.
That was a pleasant song.
Sorry, but I grew up in a Star Trek house, and I immediately started Googling Shatner Christmas. There's a Shatner Claus album.
Oh, I played a cut from it last year.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I remember now. There's like more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It doesn't get any better than what I played.
Feel free to play more.
I figured with all the hype on Star Wars, I'm like, I'm going to play a Star Trek one because Star Trek's still great and the Next Generation is great.
I have to Make It So.
And
that's awesome.
I should say we actually should have made that a video round because we both had videos for that.
There's a video for Make It So?
And the videos are fantastic. They're so funny. So I implore you guys, go out to YouTube, go to Baby Just Go Outside, the Holderness family, and also the Picard one
Picard.
Is...
Yeah. We'll look up the Picard
Make
one.
It So. It's well, Jean-Luc Picard. It's
I'm
so
voting
funny.
For Jean-Luc.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
Just to interject on that Shatner Christmas album.
Yeah.
If we were going to have a battle for the worst Christmas album ever made.
Yeah.
How do you define worst?
Like, just
most
terrible.
Most enjoyable?
Can't listen to it. No redeeming value whatsoever. It would be between that Shatner album and that Ringo Starr Come on Christmas album that came out like 7 years ago.
Okay. and Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time would still win.
I think that's a great song. I think that's a great song. You know who it would be for me before we get right to Winston, to interject real quick, is that She and Him, the one that had the new girl.
Oh.
Her voice
Zooey Deschanel.
Her voice is so annoying to me.
What's his name?
I don't know why.
Something Ward?
It's always
M. Ward?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And her singing to me, it's always like... It's like Miss Piggy. I'm like, what is going on? I think she has it's a pretty voice, but it's just like she's always like...
The one that I was going to suggest to you that I forgot, Derek. Yeah, I was going to help Derek cheat. If you can cheat, he can cheat. Was Zooey Deschanel and Joseph Gordon-Levitt are like childhood friends, and there's a YouTube of them singing song New Year's Eve. She's playing the ukulele. He's playing the guitar.
Yep.
It's like your heart melts. Like, it's so cute. That's
what's your worst nightmare if you don't like Zooey Deschanel?
That's what I thought
where
we were going.
Like horror.
There's a Star Trek Sulu sings a Christmas song.
That's where I thought we were going.
Yeah.
What?
You boys got some stuff. They all got some songs.
But we're getting a little derailed here. Let's get right to Winston. Winston has some very good thoughts here on round three, I'm assuming.
Yeah. It's actually, this was probably the closest one for me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to give it to Let It Snow, because that was just damn funny.
Very good. And like I said, the video's out there, fantastic. It's so funny. Both of them are good.
No.
All right, Shay.
I was on the fence, but the second one, when it's an Uber is right outside, and then when, seriously, it's right outside. Oh, that won it for me. So I'm going to go with Derek on that one.
All right. A very good line, yep. All right, Gail?
Well, Chris, that song was just silly. I derived... sadly, no joy or amusement whatsoever from it. But you know me in the sci-fi genre.
As a big sci-fi fan you are, right?
Yeah.
So it's the Holderness family?
Well, that was funny, and timely.
Very good.
And no sexual harassment and no exploitation of children. What's not to love?
There you go.
All right.
Point Derek.
Derek got that one. 3-2, and Derek, you are up for the next
one. Consolation, Chris. I would have voted for that song because I love that.
The video's fantastic.
I love
you. You will love it 100 times more if you guys see the video. It's so funny.
I think my favorite moment is when he says, "Shut up, Wesley."
Yes, no, yes. Because it's just the Star Trek characters going back and forth, like heavily edited. It's really funny. Okay, so we have round four with
2-1
with Derek. Yes, it's 2-1 right now. Yep.
As we enter round four,
lost that.
I think I'm gonna send you back to the thing.
Website.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just upset. I'm gonna take that out.
And I'm between. Let's do the top link, which is Tyson Fury.
Okay.
Some of you may know who Tyson Fury is. He's a boxer. Apparently can also sing, because Robbie Williams decided to put him on his Christmas song.
My physical therapist would not know that he's a boxer.
No, your physical therapist does not know who Muhammad Ali is. But might know who Tyson Fury is.
Yes.
Interestingly. This is a good sort of rowdy, boozy, the world is ending, let's light it up kind of Christmas song from Robbie Williams.
All right, here we go.
What's the title?
Bad Sharon.
You know the song. Forget everything that went wrong, and all sing along. It's the time of the year where we all get along, 'cause this long as there's beer, festive cheer, the money disappears. So come on, you sad sacks, you're not gonna win the human race. Put on your glad rags, go get off your face. Yeah, 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 yeah. Grab that Sharon from the office. Under the mistletoe, you fools, love your friends.
know the score. As soon as you sing that sharp bell, be one more. As sure as your face hits the floor, come on, you sad sacks. A hand jive's not out of place. Put on your plaid rags. Go get off your face. Yeah, yeah. Grab that Sharon from the office. Nick the champagne. Let's get off it. Just in time for Roland's eyes. There's still a few crackers left to pull. Under the mistletoe, you fools. Love your friends. Spend, spend, spend. I can't believe it's Christmas. Here he comes, I can see him. Go to bed, you sleepy dossards. Santa's on his way with the presents on his sleigh. So go to bed, you sleepy head, before he flies away. Grab that Sharon from the office. Nick the champagne, let's get off it. Just in time for
right, that's the top of round four. It's Robbie Williams.
Michael Mickelson.
It's Robbie Williams with Bad Sharon featuring Tyson Fury. That was Derek's selection. And for round four, I decided to not go in order again. I think the linear thing isn't going to happen. I think this would line up well with that. I think you have Robbie Williams. I'm going to give something. It's a different genre altogether, but it's more modern. This one that I picked for round four, it's just I'm just going to give you Ghost Face. Is his name, Ghostface.
Holy Jesus. I gotta drop all these toys off. Mrs. Claus! Mrs. Claus, bring me my robe and my slippers! I gotta go!
Smell the pine trees in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. Toy stores are out of control and kids singing. That night before Christmas, dashing through the snow. Rudolph the reindeer, red nose that glow. It's all about the candy canes and Christmas lists. North Pole and that chubby jolly old Saint Nick. The little elves getting busy in Santa workshop. And how gingerbread men keep their buttons on top. Wooden soldiers and chestnuts roasting like marshmallows. Goodfellas chocolate pudding pops and jellos. It's the gift, the cookies and milk on the mantle. The mistletoe that's set from the peppermint candles, that warm French vanilla mean coat with zippers, bearskin robe dragging with Versace slippers. Around the fireplace we breathe, shirts are short sleeve. We staying up all night on Christmas Eve.
It's the season for sharing, season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we dress like Saint Nick, stirring whipped cream into that hot cup of quick. It's the season for sharing, season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we surprise all the kids. Buy gifts for your loved ones and diamonds for your wish.
I see snowmen, snowflakes, cinnamon cakes, sisters and brothers sliding down garbage can covers, snowball fights, eggnog splashed with Hennessy. Bet Christmas is Christmas from New York to Tennessee. The Kris Kringles, the jingling babies, all them late nights rapping gifts driving you crazy. And Jack Frost is outside freezing it up. Got the hood and the goose just to loosen you up. And all the homes is all lit with so many lights. See the trees through the windows, lit it up at night. Gingerbread house, pumping that jingle bell rock. And all the little bad kids get cold with their socks.
Ghost knows when you've been sleeping. And ghost knows when you are awake. And I know if you've been bad or good, so be good for old Ghostface.
It's the season for sharing, season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we dress like Saint Nick, stirring whipped cream into that hot cup of quick. It's the season for sharing, season of the gift. Season for
All right. From 2008, that's Ghostface featuring Sean Wiggs with Ghostface Christmas. That was my selection for round four. Before that was Robbie Williams with Bad Sharon, which was Derek's selection. And we are starting with Mr. Pincus for round four. Yes. So you have Robbie Williams and Ghostface.
What was it for? Bad Sharon?
Bad Sharon?
Bad Sharon, bad.
All right.
Bad Sharon, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't care for that. I like the Urban Ghostbusters thing there. Like Tracy Morgan, it sounded like.
The ghosty, yeah, a little bit. Ghostface.
It sounded a little like, a little, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing. That's a better song. I don't like the word Sharon. It's just a shitty, somebody said bad word.
All right, Mr. Pincus with Ghostface and Winston.
Bad Michael.
Yeah, I think I got to, I thought Bad Sharon was a lot better than I thought it was going to be with a title like Bad Sharon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I'm expecting a short haircut and a manager to be mentioned in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, she's Bad Sharon for a whole day.
Yeah. And so, but I did like, I like Ghostface Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was pretty good. So that gets my vote.
All right. Got two for Ghostface. Go ahead, Shay.
I mean, I won't lie. I had to take a second after Ghostface Christmas to even remember what the first song was. Mm-hmm. So I'm going Ghostface, baby.
All righty. Ghostface.
Turning into a sweep here. Absolutely Ghostface. Everybody, well, I think most people in here were sort of bobbing at some point. Bobbing and tapping their hands and whatever. And I really like the Carol of the Bells backbeat thing.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Very cool.
That's what gets you. It's just ding, 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 ding.
That's ding. Sick Chris look. Earl.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Jim, let's see. This could be my round.
No sweep.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, I like the little Englishy things, they Britishy things. They
yeah, what was the word that they used
me.
In there? Doogly or something?
Dossers.
Dossers.
Yeah.
Dossers.
Yeah, there were a couple little funny Doogly. Things. That,
yeah,
jumblies. I don't know.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. And that's not my favorite type of music. So.
It was. That is a fun song. I like that. Is that Scottish or English or Irish or what was it?
Robbie Williams. He's English.
Yeah, it's English.
Oh, he's English.
It sounded very 80s pop Christmas tune.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but Tyson Fury is also English, right?
Yeah.
Or is he Irish?
He might be Scottish, actually.
Yeah.
He's Welsh.
He's a brogue.
Is he Welsh?
That's what he is.
He's somewhere.
He's
well.
He's a doogly brogue. The Tyson Fury.
Doogly
Bad Bad Sharon. All I could think of, too, was Ozzy saying Sharon over and over again.
Yeah.
Sharon!
Sharon!
All right, just 4-1 then. So I got that one. Let's 1, 2, 3, 4. I have to go first for round 5. All right, let me see. I got quite a few on it. Are you linear, Derek? Are you
No, I'm
you're going based on what I'm playing to?
Yeah.
All right.
We've done this long enough that we can more or less anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go into this with categories.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I need something from this period and I need something that's this.
Well, I usually tend to do like a little time travel there too. Like I did so we did the 60s, we did the 50s, we did the 24th century, and we did 2008. Why don't we go to the 80s? All right, I'm going to bring you something from the 80s. And this was something that I hadn't known existed since I actually saw it in 1985. And this one's kind of the future, even though it is 1985. So this one is called Merry Christmas, Santa Claus by Max Headroom is his name.
I remember. I have this.
Yes.
There's an old man on a sleigh who's like me just for one day. Bestrides the world like a huge colostomy. He gets no presents, he gets no fun, and he's forgotten when he's done. So here's a little gift, a song to him from me. Merry, 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 merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy. So let us recall what God started it all on that Bethlehem night so long ago. When people gazed from afar upon a giant star, which reminds me of someone you all know. Jesus in that manger lay, while the sheep and donkeys swayed, and the wise men and shepherds bowed their heads. Jesus heard the lullaby, so he opened up his eyes, then looked up at his mummy and said, Merry Christmas, Santa Claus, Merry Christmas, Santa Claus, Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus, Merry Christmas, Santa Claus, Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy.
Dear Santa, you know, words don't come easy to me, but I just want to say I love you. From the top of your Christmas stocking to the bottom of your Christmas bottom. I have a dream today, my friends, that before this Christmas ends, a big Santa's sack of love I'll bring. Then we'll unite the whole world through. Yes, even Belgians too. And we'll all stand together and sing. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, you're a lovely guy. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, you're such a lovely guy. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas.
That's from Max Headroom from 1985. And here is Derek's selection coming up. Go ahead.
Remember, kids, it was the 1980s. The answer is cocaine. Cocaine is the answer. Mel and Kim are really hot on the charts right now. But this is not that Mel and Kim. You remember Kim Wilde?
Yes.
Kids in America, yes. Kim Wilde.
Yeah.
Set Me Free, Why Don't You Babe, Kim Wilde.
Yeah.
For some reason, they got her to team up with Mel Smith, who is a British comic and novelty recording artist, to do a charity single back in the 1980s. There's actually a pretty funny video that goes with this online. But this is Mel and Kim Wilde. Yes, that Kim Wilde. And they're going to be rocking around the Christmas tree.
Christmas coming around again, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it must be nearly a year since the last one.
Oh, it's a good 12 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get anything for your granny this year?
Well, I thought about it. I couldn't be bothered.
Well, it's the thought that counts, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how I see it. What do you fancy this Christmas, then?
Kim Wilde, as usual. Kidding myself, don't I? It's hopeless, really. It's pathetic, I suppose, in a way.
It is, yeah. Hello, who's this?
Merry Christmas, Melvin.
It can't be.
Come on, Mel. How about putting a crack?
Having a look at you, darling, I think I already have. Get it?
Wrecking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hub. Mistletoe hung where you can't see. Every couple try to stop.
Come on, Melly Pot.
Wrecking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Pumpkin pie?
Get a Santa
See me now. How do I look?
Ridiculous.
You little tease. A dance, Kimberly?
I do love a nice sax break.
Yeah, me too, Kim, but let's wait till the record's over. Kim, do you think our love will last forever?
No.
Couple of years, maybe?
No.
Do you think we'll make it to the end of the record?
How long is that exactly?
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear.
Oh, together now.
Voices singing, let's be jolly.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Excuse me, can I sing something now?
Get lost, Griffin.
Well, that's nice.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Root beer, anyone?
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie, and we'll do some caroling.
Not many a pumpkin pie left, by the way.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Keep in mind, Melvin.
Everyone's dancing merrily in the new, old-fashioned way.
Wow, yeah, that was fantastic.
Very nice.
Let's do it again.
Tell you who I fancy for Christmas.
Who's that?
Bananarama.
Yeah, can't help you there, I'm afraid.
Oh, thanks a bundle.
There we go. That's for my 80s selections for round five. That was Derek's selections. Kim Wilde with Mel Smith with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, their version of that. And before that, we had Max Headroom, who was a advertising and MTV spokesman. And he had his own show for a little while with Merry Christmas, Santa Claus, from his special from 1985, which I saw as a teenager. So we are starting in round five with Winston.
Yeah. Interesting choices here. Max Headroom. I used to love his show. Mm-hmm. It was a great show.
Yep.
But you bounce him up against Kim Wilde and he just loses.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way. So all I'm right. Going for the second one.
Kim Wilde, Mel Smith. All right. Here we go, Shay.
You put any version of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree on a list. I'm going Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. So.
All right. We're Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree for another. And Gail?
I was struck by the juxtaposition of musically enjoyable and lyrically completely grating in the Max Headroom song. And Mel and Kim and Derek win by virtue of being not Max Headroom.
All right. All righty. Jim?
I like the Max Headroom thing.
Yeah?
I really, you know, yeah, I forgot about that. Kinda, yeah. You know, that's one
that
of
one kind of grew on me. I listened to it again and again and kind of became a little earworm for me over the last month.
Yeah, that was like a thing for a brief period in the 80s. And mm-hmm. then every once in a while, if you're watching one of those MTV or whatever the station that has a look back at the 80s, you'll see that for a minute.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. He did Pepsi, right? He was a Pepsi spokesman, yeah. MTV. He had his own show. Matt Frewer was
Matt
the
Frewer.
Yeah, was the actor's name. And yeah, I just thought it was really good. Let's hear from Pincus. Let's see what he said.
Not that it matters, but Max Headroom, it gives me the shakes.
Yeah.
I'm from the 80s. I watched it.
Yeah.
And even then, I felt like I was going to have a seizure.
Yeah.
Just when you start to get a little rhythm of listening, he stops and stutters.
Right, right.
And it's very upsetting. Yeah. Very upsetting. So it didn't matter what Derek played, but I enjoyed Derek's song. They asked if I wanted a beer. Didn't he at one point, I wrote down, haven't had this much fun since Two Little Boys? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes. It was number one on the charts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I misheard that. Either way.
And it wins 4-1, by the way.
I voted for Derek in that one.
And it wins 4-1.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So,
round six.
Pincus, when does Hanukkah begin?
I looked it up.
Good.
Because I wouldn't have known if it weren't for the internet.
Yeah.
It's December 22nd to December 30th.
So it's late this year?
Yes.
I'm glad somebody...
Is it usually earlier than that? I think it might
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I remember it starting like December 7th years.
The Hebrew calendar is crazy. There's like 6,000 years in it. They skip months. They add months. Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen.
So, you know, I did want to acknowledge...
It's the 19th, I think, right?
Yeah. I did want to acknowledge those who are less fortunate during the holidays, and that is, of course, the Jews, who have to sit by and watch all the Christians throw lights all over everything and spend all their money.
I wouldn't say we're less fortunate. We're more annoyed.
Yeah. So we've got to have...
Tomato, tomato.
We've got to have... So there was a new Hanukkah album out this year, which is a compilation. Chris on the thing, it's the Adam Green song. Fourth from the bottom.
You'll find all right, I got it.
Yep. And honestly, some of what's on this album is, it's like any compilation, it's mediocre. But I really, really liked this Adam Green song. The album is called Hanukkah Plus. It is available at finer online retailers near you.
Hanukkah Plus.
And, yeah.
It's like Hanukkah on sale.
It's like Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But with Jews.
Yes. It's the new Hanukkah streaming service. It's available 24 hours a day. This is Adam Green, Dreidels of Fire.
Whoa.
An interesting retelling of the Hanukkah story.
When Judah and the Maccabees reclaimed the second temple, they lit the menorah using all the oil they had. Now get this, there was only enough oil for one night, but the menorah burned for 8 nights. How the heck do you explain that shiz? How the heck do you explain that shiz? It was the greatest miracle of all time. I know there was a talking burning bush, God parted the Red Sea, but one night's worth of oil burned for 8 nights straight? How the heck do you explain that shiz? How the heck do you explain that shiz? How the heck do you explain that shiz? Dreidels of fire, spun a dreidel with my love. She took half, she gave me none. I bet she really cares about Hanukkah, yeah. I'm not a rich man, but I've got some guilt. I'm feeling handsome like Judah felt. But Hanukkah hurt me when she gimmeled me again. Dreidels of fire, yeah. My festival of lights into a festival of pain. If you need me, I'll be spinning my dreidel in a corkscrew motion in a dark expanse. Dreidels of fire, yeah.
It's lovely, Derek. It was the Dreidels of Fire, and that was Derek's selection for round six. Is this beginning of top of round six, guys?
Yes, it's round six.
All right. I am going to give you something that's a little more modern. It is from just a few years ago. It's from 2004, which actually is not just a few years ago now. It's 15 years, as a matter of fact. But
what? Wait, what do you mean it's not 2005?
That means we're old.
It is by a bunch of kids. You know, you have to have some songs that kids enjoy.
And they're the reason for the season.
They're the reason for the season. So this is a song that I found out there that I've heard for a number of years, and it's fun. And I thought this could match up well with Dreidels of Fire, I think. This is the Little Stinkers.
No, I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on, going to the mall. You're gonna visit Santa and sit upon his knee. But think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, I thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho ho ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, "What's that smell?" Bat. I asked him for some ice skates, but I'll get none of that. I asked him for a lot of things I'll have to do without. Cause when I sat down on Santa's lap, I let one slip out. I snuck out of my bed without a sound. I went down to the living room just to take a look around. It was then that I saw Santa next to the Christmas tree. His arms were full of presents, and they were all for me. Put them on a pile, got up to turn around, and blew a fart with such great force our tree almost came down. So I'll always cherish that special moment when I realized even old Saint Nick rips one now and then.
That's the bottom of round six. That's the Little Stinkers with "I Farted on Santa's Lap."
So
in
we
parentheses,
both had
that. Now Christmas is going to stink for me. Well, what we said too in the past is we had something whoever plays it first.
Indeed.
Yeah, because you got me with Santa Claus got a brand new bag or something like that. The one that you had played last year. Yeah. So you actually had that, huh? That was on your list?
It was right under Adam Green on my list. So.
All right, here we go. We're back with Shay starting the round six commentary.
Still laughing from that song. It was an even old Chris Kangle race win now and then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to go with that.
All right. The Little Stinkers. Here we go, Gail.
Those songs were both very entertaining. This was kind of a close one, but Dreidels of Fire kept me a little more in suspense.
All right.
I mean, once we got the theme of the Little Stinkers.
All right, shout out
to
Dreidels of Fire.
Next verse. I knew what was going to happen with Little Stinkers.
Old Saint Nick rip one now and then. Here we go. All right, Jim.
All right, great. I like both of those.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand everything in the Dreidel of Fire, some of the things they were saying, so it's pretty funny, but the Fartset just funny, so.
Going for the Little Stinkers?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, there we go.
So Derek played the Hanukkah song, and I thought, Chris has got to Jew up now.
I went a different way this year.
And he didn't,
yeah.
But he played farts instead. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I'm sorry, Derek. You tried for me. You tried, but farts wins.
Oh, no. Like I said, I had that song on my playlist, too. Mm-hmm. So, right. You know, there was a reason we both picked that one.
The Little Stinkers. All right. And Winston?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting how Derek, you know, was pandering to one of the judges specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris decides, Derek goes high, I'm going low. And with this crowd, low wins. So,
all right, the Little Stinkers.
The Little Stinkers, 4-1.
Very good.
And that ties it up.
At the bottom of six. So it's 3-3.
Three to three.
Wow.
All right, it's round seven. I believe I have the honors for round seven. Let me think. All right. I think let me have a look-see here. I got a couple that think are phenomenal.
Is it possible for us to take a quick break?
Yeah, we'll take a little break, and we'll come back. I'll play a couple of songs here. It is WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. And we are here with you until 9 p.m. It's the Christmas Battle. We'll be back in a moment.
Through PSA, you want some music?
No, I got some.
All right. Yeah.
You got some?
Yeah.
You got one ready to go?
Yeah, I got, hang on a second. I got something great that I played, I think, on last year's show, mm-hmm. which has become probably one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time.
All right, we'll take a little break and we will be right back. Which one's this?
This is Pearl Bailey.
Pearl Bailey,
you
yes.
You remember this from last
yes,
year.
Yes, yes, yes.
Love this song.
Yep.
Year. Listen to me, honey. Give Pearl something that'll be of some use to me, like a 5-pound box of money. Now there's a little gift. It's loaded with lots of sentiment. See, whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm gonna think of you. But at the same time, that will change to pay my rent, you see? Now, money isn't everything. There's no two ways about it. But while we're here, Santa dear, is much better with than without it. So, really, I could be real good and not do nothing funny. If you do like I ask you, start me right on Christmas night. Try me, try me. Try me on that money. Just try me, honey. Santa, can you hear me? You listen to everything I'm asking about? But listen, honey, Santa dear, the new year, oh, it would be so bright and sunny. Just bring me that little simple thing I've been speaking to you about. Like that, and maybe a 5-pound box of money. That's all, that's all. It would be so heavenly and help me meet both ends. Yes, indeed. What old Pearl really needs is that 5-pound box of tin. How much can it weigh? I ask you, how much? I don't want the whole money tree. What good is that big thing to me? You keep the branches. You can keep the trunk and the root. Cause all that I want is just a little bit of the fruit. So if you want to be sure, I'll be your little old honey, honey bunny. You try me, start me off on Christmas night with a 5-pound. No, I better increase that. Make it 10 pounds. No, I better put in a good bag while I'm begging, because, I mean, I'd catch you next year. You know, people go out. Sometimes you don't see them no more, so bring the money. Santa, can you hear me? Five, bring me some money. Oh, Santa. Now, what do I want with this diamond? Are you kidding?
Can't wish you a Merry Christmas.
Can't wish you a Merry Christmas.
Can't wish you a Merry Christmas.
No, we can't, and here's why. The ACLU won't let us.
The ACLU won't let us.
The ACLU won't let us. So we'll just say goodbye.
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend a holiday away across the sea? How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree? How'd you like to stay up late like the islanders do? Wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe. If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true. How'd you like to stay up late like the islanders do? Wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe. If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And it's time travel and hear it wow in the big picture.
Did we get a PSA? Yes.
A neighbor tipped his hat to me this morning.
Yeah, we can get a PSA in there.
I hate to be scold, but...
The landlord even smiled and said...
Oh, you got one? You got a special one?
No, I do.
What the hell is that? Is that you?
Is that me?
Yeah. That's a drum. Was that the end of your last song?
No.
That was an exciting end, whatever that was.
Here's a PSA.
All right. You got a PSA?
Yeah, this is a great one.
All right.
I'm Randy Travis. Before the appearance of Red, people didn't think twice about drinking and driving. Well, all that has changed now. More and more people are getting hip to the fact that friends don't let friends drink and drive. Choose a designated driver and have a safe and happy holiday season.
You've never seen an angel.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation,
don't be like
RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad
Council. Drunk driving PSA, and then get picked up for drunk driving.
Yeah. Randy Travis.
That's not how you do that.
So we are at round seven, and Winston, go ahead, tell us what's happened so far.
This has been one of those years where it's back and forth. We've literally, it's gone 1-1, 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, and now is tied at 3, right, heading into round 7. We're on the home stretch.
Round 7, and I have...
It's like the Thriller in Manila. No, it's really not. Uh-huh. That was just George Foreman getting beat up for...
It wasn't all white people.
or Muhammad Ali getting beat up for 10 rounds.
Right, right.
And tiring himself out, then Muhammad took him down with one punch.
Round 7, I'm going to go local here. Do you like... I hope everyone likes Longfellow. It's Henry Wadsworth. And this is a local boy from Malden, Massachusetts. His name is Johnny Marks. This came out in 1956, and it was based on a Henry Wadsworth Longfellow poem. You'll recognize it. It's I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day from 1956 is my selection here.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought as now this day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rung so long the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill.
right, beat that, Derek.
He's got some bombastic holiday production value right there. I'm going to send you over to the thing again.
Okay.
The thing with the thing.
Yep.
And we're going to go right up above Adam Green there.
Right here?
Yeah. This is brand new for 2019. No one local was involved in this. There are no no historic Longfellow poems or anything like that involved in this. It's just a good, you know, kind of modern song with talking dogs.
With talking dogs and 7 seconds of ads before it.
Disney Plus. Always, always the seven seconds of ads that we have to talk over.
There you go.
This is Idina Menzel, who is ferociously talented.
WMFO in Medford. Idina Menzel.
Yes.
Is the bottom of round seven.
Every December we always remember, celebrate the fella in the suit. We see the promos for reindeer and his glow nose. Believe me, I think Rudolph's nose is cute. Now I'm a fan of Frosty, I go gaga for the Grinch. But beneath the hype, are they the type you'd turn to in a pinch? There's someone more deserving of applause. How about a ham for Mrs. Claus? I'm not complaining, I'm sure it's very draining, pulling off a Christmas Eve world tour. My point in this is, it's his marvelous missus who gets it done with all the 364. Who's really checking all those lists and filling all them shelves? She's a master multitasker who works faster than the elf, who keeps the North Pole hot till winter thaws. Christmas letter, fills out a Christmas sweater, better than old Santa any day. She runs the operation with no appreciation. Send a little Christmas love her way. Oh, yeah. She just gets no respect. She works so hard. Ballad for the gal who runs the show. Join me in this very worthy cause. How about a ham for? Oh, yeah. Let's make it grand for. Ooh. Everybody stand for Mrs. Claus.
There we go.
This would be such a great family photo.
Say that again, Derek. Sorry.
It's a modern holiday bombast for you.
There we go. That was Idina Menzel featuring Ariana Grande with, again, A Hand for Mrs. Claus. And then before that was Johnny Marks, local boy from Malden, singing Henry Wadsworth Longfellow with I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day from 1956. We start with Gail, I believe.
Yes. What did John Travolta call her, Idina Menzel?
Estelle Azeem or something
Dazeem.
Like
that. Estelle Dazeem, yes.
Estelle Dazeem.
Yeah, I was trying to remember that through the whole day. I was like, yeah, coming up next is Estelle Azeem.
And Glom Glorlopi or something like that. Yeah.
That was a super peppy, up-tempo, you're right, she is wildly talented. I thoroughly enjoyed that song. That being said, I'm going to go with local and traditional and the very dramatic rendition of I Heard the Bells.
Mm-hmm. All right. I Heard the Bells. Jim.
Yeah, I like the Longfellow thing much, 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 much more. The Santa, Mrs. Claus one was not good.
Not an Adele Dazeem fan.
She doesn't do any of that stuff, I don't think. I've never heard that before. Is this new? Is this they decide this recently?
All the things that
she doesn't even pack the guy a lunch. He's going to steal cookies and stuff. That's no. I'm not buying it. Not fake news.
Uh-huh. All we know about her is eat Papa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
That's what we know she does.
Fun fact about me: I'm an insomniac, and that first song has helped me sleep a little bit.
Yeah, really.
It put me to sleep. I don't know if you should get a vote for that.
All right.
But I would like to take it home with me so I can sleep tonight. No, it's just boring. The second song was a little peppier. It's a nice little happy song. I don't know what they were talking about. They didn't teach me any of this stuff in school, by the way. None of this stuff. But I'm going to vote for... that's Derek's. I'm going to vote for that second song.
No, you never will.
That second song.
A hand for Mrs. Claus.
I just didn't want to feel.
From Mr. Pincus. All right, Winston.
All right. The first one was very classical, very well done. You know, kind of stuff that we heard back before Christmas was ruined.
Right.
And the second one was basically Me Too Christmas.
Yes, during as Christmas
it's
is
part
being
of
ruined.
Ruining Christmas. So, I got to go with the first one.
All right, Johnny Marks from Malden, Mass. Shay.
Both enjoyable, but you know, the second one had me tapping my toes. If it gets me tapping, not right now. I just looked under to see if I was tapping them right now. Song ended, toe tapping ended.
It was some kind of action. I'm
going to go with the second one. Toe tapping wins.
Very good. Okay. All right. Johnny Marks, 3, and Adina with 2. So, end of round 7. I grabbed round 7.
Yes.
So, we got 4 and 3, and the top of round 8 goes to Derek.
All right. let me see. No problem. Some good stuff here. This one was on my list for last year. And I liked it. But I didn't like it that much. Then I listened to it again this year, and I was like, you know what? I don't think I was entirely fair to that song last year. Because it's actually, you know, there is a lot of good Christmas.
The song does have feelings.
Yeah, there is a lot of good Christmas funk that comes out. And, you know, this is a little more recent, a little more funky. This is Allo Black coming up on
Hello, hello.
Ox 2, Chris Earl.
You got it.